The Palestinian parliament today called on Yasser Arafat to accept the resignation of his prime minister and name a new cabinet to help resolve the leadership crisis within the Palestinian Authority. Last weekend, Prime Minister Ahmed Correa submitted his resignation, underscoring the political chaos and unrest in the Palestinian territories. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Yasser Arafat is facing possibly the stiffest test of his leadership yet. His prime minister, Ahmed Correa, who is ordinarily more compliant than complaining of Arafat, publicly expressed his dissatisfaction. Correa pleaded with militants and the Palestinian leader to end the unrest in Gaza that's produced kidnappings, burnings of government offices, and violent demonstrations the past week. The message marked a degree of dissension at the highest levels of government not publicly heard before.
To our brother President Arafat, whom no one rejects, we call upon him to end this crisis. We're differing with him, but not over him. The time has come to activate all our security forces properly and with principle. The time has come to put the right person in the right place.
When Arafat put a relative of his in charge of security in Gaza this past weekend, armed factions revolted, demanding the removal of officials they say are discredited by graft and repressive tactics. The overnight shooting and wounding of a Palestinian lawmaker and outspoken critic of corruption has rocked Ramallah. Analysts say the turmoil is indicative of a broader power struggle underway between Arafat's old guard and a younger, more reform-minded new guard. Riyad Malki directs the Palestinian Center for the Dissemination of Democracy. He says the clash is the consequence of having vested too much power in the lone figure of Yasser Arafat.
Through him, we see our tragedy, our problem, our fight, our aspiration, our history, our transformation. Everything. It's our fault. It's our fault. We gave him all that symbolism.
Reforming such a system, Malki says, will not be easy or quick.
It's a matter of allowing a gradual process to occur and to limit, you know, his authority, but not altogether. And you allow others to start developing their own in order really to see that new faces come up.
Younger, reform-minded cabinet ministers joined an emergency meeting with Yasser Arafat yesterday. Afterwards, they said the Palestinian leader had ceded no significant authority on security affairs, authority Correa had demanded as a condition for remaining in his post. Correa hastily departed the meeting. A senior official said the prime minister had agreed to stay on, but said he would not withdraw his resignation, all the while Arafat refused to accept it. One cabinet minister, Kadura Faris, said Correa insisted that he is the head of nothing more than a caretaker government. The question arises, why doesn't Correa simply walk? Minister Faris says there is tremendous pressure on him not to.
I'm not sure that we will have another government after 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 5 months. Yani the feeling of our people that we are in a very dangerous situation.
Despite the uncertain situation in Gaza and Ramallah, leading activist Mustafa Barghouti sees the current struggle as the first step in a long reformation toward a more open political system.
There is a huge demand and pressure internally to fight corruption, to have serious and true reform, but also to maintain unified national unity, to be able to confront what the Israelis are doing, which is the destruction of the future of Palestinians.
Barghouti says the internal struggle on the ground and in the leadership reveals basic weaknesses that can be fixed.
The issue is not Mr. Arafat. The issue is how to have a better system. I think what we need is proper election system, rule of law, independent judiciary structure, powerful legislative council, and that's what democracy is about, and that's what we deserve, and that's what we are determined to get.
Others argue that Yasser Arafat is the problem and believe their best hope in the short term for reform lies not in changing the man, but trying to change his mind. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.